Hey guys, property search, think Loudfish. I'm Brett Leggerwood and this is Property Rant. So, question today, how quickly can I reach my goals? Okay, it's a really good question actually, because I'm amazed how quickly I can achieve things, and people that I speak to who really go about it in the right way can achieve things, okay? I'm also astounded at how long people can take to achieve things that I see as so simple. Okay, and here's my definition of a goal, or if you like, the journey that you take to achieve a goal. And to answer the question, how quickly you get there depends on the amount of clarity, okay, and the, if you like, the motivation, the energy you put, the emotion you put behind achieving that goal. So let's have a look. So first of all, you know, starting point. You're gonna start from a certain point, and that's the goal where you wanna get to, and that's how you get there. So there's three distinct things that you need to cover. All right, now, most people, what they do when I say, well, what do you want to achieve? You know, so they, first of all, don't know what they really want. What they can tell me is what they don't want. Don't fall for that trap, yeah? Ignore what you don't want, go for what you do want, and build up such emotion and such conviction to whatever that is. And I can't remember the quote, but it's something like, you know, that's prepared to stake their very existence on the attainment of the goal. That's kind of the level of passion and the level of energy you want to get behind achieving the goal. And when you do that, you'll find things are a lot quicker, okay? The other side is this. Most people start off, and they, when they do this, they start off, well, this is where I'm starting from. I've got this much money. I'm in this. I'm single. I'm whatever. I'm starting here. And the problem is, this gets them so negative and so restricted that they can't see how they can possibly achieve there. Or what ends up happening is this gets smaller and smaller and smaller and further back here. Yeah? This should be a big, audacious goal. This should scare the crap out of you. Yeah? And unless it does, you know, don't even go there. Yeah? Put some time and effort into this. And my suggestion is start here. Dream big. Yeah? Set these goals as big as you possibly can. Go out there, you know, and say in 10 years, this is where I'll be. This is the person I will have become. Because it's not just about the attainment of a physical goal. It's about the journey that you take, okay, through the process, which is going to change you as a person. Because before you get the goal here, you have to become the person that is that goal. All right? And that's one of the key distinctions too. All right? So start with the goal. Go big. Yeah? Then come back to reality. And then map out the journey along the way. Now, I've drawn a straight line there. Yeah, that would be awesome if you could do that. I've never achieved a goal in a straight line. Mine looks something like this. All over the shop and around, and I'm consistently bringing myself back to center and getting bored off track and bringing it back and bringing it back. You know, and part of my role is to consistently do this. And what I want is I want to draw two walls along here that I call these are systems or disciplines. Things that once I step outside that, I'm not prepared to do and I have to get back on track. Okay, so how quickly do you want to do it? Well, it all depends on obviously what it is. You know, and look, I can tell you, it is not about this in the end. It's about this. The journey is the thing. And the thing is, if you just focus on this and this is all you want, you know, and people say, I'm driven by money, I'm driven by, you know, fast cars and all that. No, you're not. Okay, that's rubbish. What you're driven by is this. Yeah, it doesn't matter what you are. This is where the passion comes in life. This is where the energy. This is where the energy means that you can get up every single morning before everyone else and go out for a run and not eat that whatever it is and, you know, achieve this or not spend that much money or whatever it is that you want. Okay? So, how quickly can you do this? I mean, if we're talking specifically about property, which I think this question was about, I think you can achieve it, for me, 3 months, yeah, to get on track. Because once you're on track, actually the attainment of the goal will come. The key here is the journey. And when you start thinking as if you've already achieved this, act as if, all of a sudden you become a different person. When you become a different person, you start moving quicker towards this goal. And I can guarantee you this, yeah? In 99% of the cases, the goal you set out when you were here, you'll look back when you achieve this and think, geez, that was small thinking. And by the time you get to here, you want to have another goal way out there. And as you get better at it, it gets bigger and bigger and bigger and more momentum builds on that. And you achieve more. And that's what you want to be doing. And occasionally, you'll jump back 2 steps forward, you know, 1 step back sort of thing. That will happen. But you know what? That's just life giving you a tap on the shoulder. And if you don't listen to the tap on the shoulder, then it'll give you a little slap on the head. And if you don't listen to slap on the head, then it's going to grab a piece of 4x2 and whack you across the back of the head. Yeah? So listen for the taps on the shoulder while you're going through the journey to say, hey, you're getting off track from your goal. Get back on. All right, guys, have a great day. Live with passion.